Hi and welcome to Be Still and Know with me, Dr. Micah Jazz. Years ago I moved to Leeds for work. Just after I'd moved, my car died. Wondering how I'd get to work, everyone in church said, "Catch the bus." This was a revelation. The bus stop was outside my front door and I discovered not only were the buses frequent and reliable, everyone travelled on a great public transport system. What's more, Yorkshire folk, unlike my South of England experience, all chatted with complete strangers without a second thought, and travelling, therefore, was a really great community experience. A great public transport system is essential for a successful society. What does an effective Christian community demand? Whilst God's promise is unique for each individual, Christianity isn't a private faith. I do have my own personal devotional life, yet since Jesus appointed Peter the rock to build the church upon, there is an unavoidable social dimension to the outworking of our faith. One reason for this is that, as John Donne, the poet, described in his Meditation 17, "No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main." We draw strength, perceive truth, and impact our world through cohesion rather than through independence. The idea that I can sustain my place on this earth alone heightens my need to secure the provisions I require for my survival. All too easily I close my heart to the needs of others for fear that my safety may in some way be compromised. Of course, one look at the incarnational road Jesus took reveals that personal safety is not God's great concern, merely mine. What we each have within us is a part of the totality of God's ultimate provision. That part is something we need first to discern and then develop so we can accept God's invitation to play our full part in God's great kingdom enterprise. 6 weeks after I married in 1978, my wife and I had a large house filled with three friends we'd agreed we wanted to live in an extended household. There were personality issues and challenges, yet there was also the tremendous discovery of finding how each one of us contributed something priceless to our life together. My discipleship was fast-tracked as I both learnt from observation and had to discover the fruit of self-control in practice. We ate and prayed together every Monday, and these were times of great joy, so many benefits in sharing together over living as private individuals. As we enter into the God space today, do you know who you are in God? Often life is quite overwhelming until we discover who it is God has made us and recognize how we might contribute to life. Once you know, take time to develop that essential element for your own and others' enrichment. Amen. I realize I'm to offer hospitality, hope, and healing as a contemplative living here in the Oratory. I build my life on that appreciation of who God has made me. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and follow along with these daily meditations at home, and join me on Sunday for Premier Life as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. However, for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.